Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and if there's one thing I like, I know it's horny bunnies. So let's go ahead and get started. There are a lot of things to do today, but I don't hate it. Actually, I like working. It makes me feel better about myself. It makes me feel manly. What am I saying? I'm a bit embarrassed. I shouldn't get carried away. Still, I can't blame myself. I take a deep breath. I can't get her off my mind. Time to work. I take off my school uniform and change into my work uniform. As I put my personal belongings in my locker, the door opens. Excuse? Oh, good morning, Hiromi. Sorry. Oh, it's alright. I try to calm Hiromi down. I shouldn't let her get nervous. It's not a good idea. I'm sorry I didn't knock. Haha, it's alright. It's not like I'm naked or anything. Oops, I said something I shouldn't have. Then my hand slips and things drop out of my locker. Clank, clank! Oh! Pile of condoms from Akina falls out of my locker. This is... who are you gonna do today? Who are you gonna do today? Now that's a question I haven't been asked. Now I've asked, what are you gonna do today? But somebody says, hey, who are you gonna do today? Do I have a choice? Well. Huh? The way she acts is pretty fun to watch. Hi, Hiromi, calm down. It's not gonna do anything funny to you. Oh, okay. She continues to blush, but she looks like she's calmed down a bit. Are you okay? Yes, I'm sorry I said something funny. By the way, what did you mean by today? Boing! She jumps. Does she know I've slept with everyone? Dun dun dun! I don't mind. Who you have sex with? Well, I'll just bang all three of them at once. Just as I thought. So don't worry and do it with anyone you like. Well, how about you? Sit down right there and let's get started. Hey, you're a girl. Don't say such things. Hiromi is starting to lose it again. Sheesh. Yukari? Hiromi looks at my hand. I have my hand on her shoulder. Is something up? I'm available anytime. She blushes. Did she just say something outrageous? Hiromi! What are you two doing? Wow. Sai looks at me with a cold glare. Yukari, you didn't do anything funny to Hiromi, did you? Of course not. Sai looks at the pile of condoms. Oh no! My scream is so loud that it can probably be heard outside the restaurant. Yukari, can you please take this to table 2? No problem. I take the dish to table 2 and take the add-on order from table 6. Yukari, what should I do with this wine? Pour it into the wine decanter and take it to table 4. Why am I giving Ryo orders? I have no time to think about such things. Chimaki, is the front fine? Yeah, but I'm tired. Yeah, I'll bet after that 69. Don't give up. Keep up the good work. Sai runs around. Excuse me, Yukari. Yes, what is it? That dish. Oh, the cheese? Let me handle it. I don't mind the smell anymore. As usual, the customer who orders this loves the smell. What's wrong? It seems Sai isn't mad about the incident anymore. She dazedly looks at me. How could you? The smell? Oh, it takes a while to get used to, but I'm fine now. Ah, heck no. Ring! The kitchen bell rings. No time to rest. Why don't you rest? I'll take care of it. Don't worry, I can still handle it. Ha ha ha. I let her take care of the customers. I head for the kitchen and start washing dishes. Today is so busy, there's no time for anyone to rest. Of course, the same thing applies to me. Phew! However, since this is a fancy restaurant, we have to keep our cool at all times. And we have to take care of every single customer as quickly as we can. There's still some time before closing, but we're running out of supplies, so some stuff on the menu can't be ordered. Alright, I'm done with the dishes. It'll probably be full soon, but I feel better. Then I think about her. Oof. They give you a choice of the girls. What girl do you like, Grim? I don't know. Akina, Chimaki, Rio, make up your fucking mind, Grim. We don't have all day. Let's see. We'll go with Rio. I think about her face. Her existence is taking over my mind. However, the world's not that easy. I think I have a cold. It's probably from the stress at work and the change in my daily routine. I'm so sick that I can't even get out of bed. I have to eat and wash my clothes. I think this is gonna get worse. It's getting nowhere. I heard that having colds in the summer can result in a week of bedtime. Well, damn. Ugh. Times like this, living by yourself is troublesome. I had to call in sick for work and school. Around the third day, Sai comes to visit me and tells me about work and all. There's a new person at work now. Sai looks like she had trouble saying it, but I guess I should have expected this. I'm fired. Oh well. I try to hide it, but I fail. Don't worry about it. Tell everyone I said I'm sorry. Oh well, it'll give me time to catch up on my schoolwork. Sai doesn't go to the same school I do, so I have to borrow notes from my other friends. It's gonna take a long time copying all those notes, and the big test is coming up soon, too. Well, I'm gonna leave now. Take care of yourself. I turn and thank her. Then I look out the window at the night sky and sigh. The stars shine. I don't know what stars they are, but they're very bright. If only I could be as bright as one of those stars. All I can do now is curl up in my blanket and pity myself as I sleep. I think we fucked up. Let's try something, guys. Let's try something real fast. Super fast. Yep. Hiromi, I think about her face. However, the world's not that easy. Did we fuck up again? I'm fired! Yes, you're fired. Okay. I don't know. Does it matter what girl I pick? Oh, shit. Is there even a such thing as a skip feature in this old game? Yeah, there is. However, the world's not that easy. However, God said no. I think... I've picked every single girl. We fucked up. So what did I screw up on? I don't know, guys. Hold on. Oh wow, there's a fucking game facts guide for this shit. Every girl has her own path. Well, let's try this then. Just don't do it. Please forgive me, I can't do this anymore. I look away from Akina, her big boobs and her slim waist. I have to overcome my sexual desires. You're so cute, huh? Did you say you couldn't do this anymore? That sounds so fresh. This is a real thrill to sleep with a virgin. That means... I can't stand this any longer. Akina! She passionately sighs and kisses me. She sticks her tongue in my mouth and licks all over. I'm getting excited again. It says to stay here? Okay. This is kinda how you have to do it. Think about Sai. Go clean the restroom. I don't think it's strange. Okay. Take a break? Okay. Sorry, think about her face. Alright. Okay, we're back. We're on the Sai path right now. Yeah, for those of you that don't know, you can go with Sai, Hiromi, Ryo, Chimaki, or Akina. I like Akina, but... we're gonna stick with Sai, because Sai seems to be the one a lot of people like. Unless you're like, Akina, go do Akina, I like the MILF. Yeah, 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 I know. She's actually the kind of girl I'd be around my age, so it wouldn't be that crazy. Or woman, rather. You know, yeah, girl, woman, it fucking matter. Phew, I finally entered the lounge and let out a long sigh. And what I'm trying to say is she's more mature. To say we were busy today wouldn't even be the tip of the iceberg. The customers have finally started to leave and we're taking breaks and shifts. I can't believe how hard Sai was working today. I again start thinking about Sai. It's great seeing my cousin again. We used to play together as children. She's always full of energy. She's also quite cute, but she's a bit of an exhibitionist. Over the years, being different sexes and having parents who have somehow drifted apart, we haven't seen much of each other. And that's why I never even imagined she'd grown so beautiful. I guess I'm the only one who hasn't grown. When we were kids, Sai was the tomboy, and I was the feminine one. I guess your feelings also start to tire when your body is tired. It's not gonna do me much good sitting here feeling sorry for myself. However, I'm so tired I lie down on the sofa. Click! Phew, I'm exhausted. Hey Yuka, I didn't know you were in here. Just how are you supposed to act when the person you've been thinking about suddenly appears? Choice 1, be surprised. Choice 2, flip out. Choice 3, stutter in awe. Right now, I think I'll choose number 3, Stutter and All. What's wrong with you? You're standing there like you're in a trance or something. Or are you just tired? Yeah, that's gotta be it. We were super busy today. Yeah. We've been busy since the first day you started. It sure helps to have a boy around. I'm shocked. The word boy just tears my heart out. Am I a man to sigh, or am I a... I stare at her in a rabbit ears, leotard, and a rabbit tail. Leotard shouldn't be. This is really a strange outfit. However, I'm used to it now. Just what is really wrong with you? You're acting strange. Hold on, guys. Something is... There we go. Just what is really wrong with you? You're acting strange. Yeah, you really think so? Of course, you're just standing there in a daze. Are you listening to me? Of course I'm listening to you. It's coming in one ear and going out the other, though. Or it might just be the other way around. What? Next side just stands there silently and stares at me. Huh? Perhaps you fell in love with me? It's like, well, you can look more if you want to. Sai jokingly wiggles her body around. She really is cute. I wonder if she and I... My cheeks turn bright. My cheeks turn bright red, but I continue to gaze at her. Her expression becomes difficult to read, and Sai begins to talk mysteriously. Ha ha ha. Okay. Sai, you are fascinating. Okay. Well, really? Well, that's all I have going on for... Well, excuse me. Well, that's all I have going for me. She blushes and I regain my composure and relax. You must be popular at school because you're cheerful, cute, and good at both sports and studying. Hold on. There we go. I understand why Hiromi's proud of having her as a friend. What? Did you forget? My school's only for girls. Sometimes younger students confess their love to me, but I'm not a lesbian. Oh, she's right. She goes to an all-girls high school. It's for girls from prestigious families. I'm always with girls and I don't get to meet guys. Why can't a nice guy find a pretty girl like me? Don't you think so, Yukari? I don't know. She's cheerful, cute, and fun. However, since I know her naughty childhood, I'm not sure if I should agree with her. Maybe it's not the only reason. What, do you have something to say? If guys aren't around you, there's nothing you can do, right? Sai flinches. I make sure I'm taking the lead and lightly tell her. If you're left in stock, I'll pick you, don't worry. She blushes again. She looks confused and shrinks back. Only when you're left in stock, okay? Don't worry, I'm sure someone will. I can't say she'll find someone. She comes closer to me. I'm confused. Pump. I like that idea. Pump. Pump. pump, pump, pump. Sai leans on me and my heart beats really fast. I'm wondering if she can hear my heartbeat. Smack. She kisses me. Her kiss is fresh and soft. We can be a couple until we find someone we really love. Eh? Do you want to do that? She gives me an innocent smile. Oh, okay. Ha ha ha. I can't tell her I was serious. Well, we're cousins. I have to be satisfied with this. What's wrong? Nothing. Okay, we can do that. Yes. Smack. We kiss again. I decide to be satisfied with this relationship for now. The last guest left about a half an hour after closing hours. I cleaned, waited for the girls to get ready, and finally walk in the locker room. No, Chamaki, I'm changing. When I take off my shirt, Chamaki suddenly barges into the locker room. Wow, I'm lucky. No. She's even more hyper than usual. What's wrong? Ignoring me being half naked, she advances into the room. It feels like she's gonna rape me. She stops right in front of me and glaringly says, are you dating Sai? Yeah. I don't have to hide it. I don't think I can keep a secret here. Really? I'm shocked. I was gonna get you. Ha ha ha. I'm grateful to hear that. Chamaki falls down on the floor. Her gesture is too exaggerated to take seriously. As I casually listen to her, I put on my shirt. I'm glad I've already changed my pants. I slept with her, but I don't want to be exposed in my underwear. Besides, I just started dating Sai. Hey, don't you want to switch to me? No. I give her a quick answer. Sai and I will be a couple until we find someone we really love. However, I don't want to cheat on her to find someone else. Besides, I... Oh, you're mean. Tromp, tromp, tromp. Chamaki runs away pretending to be hurt. Was I too harsh? Well, I think I was okay. I assume she was just testing me. I don't have any thoughts of switching to her. She's not the type to threaten me with the fact that I slept with her. She doesn't care that much. However, she's cute too. But I know my feelings for Sai are different. What's wrong? After work, we're walking alone. I'm just thinking everybody knows about us. Yeah, I told them. Sai happily smiles. You didn't want me to do that? No, it's not like that. I just feel a little embarrassed. Why? Sai innocently asked me. She must think I'm strange. I'm not embarrassed. Good. She grabs my hand and pulls me on. Her hand is warm, soft, and gentle. We could be a couple until we find someone we really love. Should I be happy or... I can't imagine how I'll feel when I really love someone. I said you're annoying. Aw, oh, come on. It might be good for you, but not for me. Besides, I'm in a hurry. How many times do I have to tell you? Oh, the way you speak just turns me on. Let's keep on talking, yeah? A little ways from the train station, Rio yells at someone with no one else around. There's a guy in dirty clothes next to her, and it looks like he's trying to hit on her. I don't want to talk to you, and I don't want to ever see you again. He won't leave her alone. I better go help her. Rio! Rio seems worried that I saw the whole scene, but I pretend I didn't see anything. Who the hell are you? I have a date with her today, so she won't be able to go out with you. I don't need to tell him I work with her, but I can tell he's getting jealous. I don't have any business with a feminine guy like you. Move away! The guy stretches his arm towards me. I was expecting this, but I'm not scared. This guy's judging my strength by my looks. I feel sorry for him. I grab his arm and side, crouch down, press my body against his, and quickly raise my hips. What? I use a shoulder throw on him and put him to the ground. Well, we're in a hurry, so see ya! Even after I let go of his hand, he just lies there like a zombie. I didn't throw him down hard, so he shouldn't be injured. However, I don't want him to chase us, so I grab Ryu's hand and take off running. I'm surprised. About what? Are big guys that easy to be thrown in the air? Oh, that? It's nothing special, but it sure felt good. So you weren't lying about your judo. It seems she still doesn't trust me, and I sigh. Well, I'm not supposed to do that on ordinary people, but I thought it was called for. But I am thankful that you came to save me. You're welcome. Do you see me differently now? Idiot. Ryo is cute when she blushes. We walk towards the restaurant as I chuckle. We encountered trouble before we got here, but work is going smoothly. There aren't many customers, so it's not too hard on me. I wish things were like this every day. I can't be saving girls all the time, but I'm glad I learned judo. In this world, power is sometimes necessary, especially for a guy like me. I hope my master doesn't hear about this. No matter what the reason is, I used judo moves on someone who wasn't ready for it. I should feel sorry. Crack! Whoops! The dish in my hand slips and cracks as it hits the floor. Shit! While I was thinking, a dish slipped out of my hand. It seemed like it was falling in slow motion. What's wrong? Akina. Akina heard the crash. I'm sorry, I broke the dish. You broke that? Eh. Well, there's no point in hiding it, so I apologized to her. That's the owner's favorite dish. I'm sorry, I'll pay for it. I don't think you can. Oh my god, is this the vase incident all over again? It's the vase incident all over again. That costs $800 a plate, and you have to buy them in a set. A set? I heard the price of what one costs, so hearing the word set scares me. I think you have to buy it in a set of five. So that's about $4,000. But in Japan, the price will be double. Oh my god. It's totally the fucking vase. This is the fucking vase again! I was underestimating this restaurant. What I've done is more than a mess up. The only thing I can do now is apologize. I'm sorry, I was daydreaming and... I'm sorry, I'll pay for it. Akina suddenly starts laughing. Don't worry, I was just messing around with you. Holy shit, it's not the vase. Huh? Akina starts smirking. Always treat every dish with that in mind. And don't forget to clean up your mess. She got me good. I sigh heavily. Akina, you're so cruel. No, I'm not. Those dishes are pretty expensive. If you do it again, you'll have to pay for it. I'm sorry. Good. Be careful from now on, okay? I start cleaning up the mess. What she did was not good for my heart, but she's right. Work is like judo. Always be ready for the unexpected. I need to remind myself of this more often. After work, I relax in the locker room. The girls have already changed, so I can take my time. No, actually, I have to hurry today. I open my locker and pick up my bag. My clothes and a camera are inside. Finally, I got it back. It's a digital camera. A high school buddy took it on a trip. After nearly 2 weeks, I finally get it back. I can't keep records of my angelfish without this. He promised he would return it in a week. Where did he wander off to? I sigh with relief. I want to go home and take pictures of my angels as soon as possible. Knock, knock. Yes. Can I come in? Sure. Sai comes in without hesitating. Ah, you haven't changed yet? No, I had to talk to Akina. I see, you better hurry. Everyone's left. You'll take me home, right? Sai is looking at my hand, my digital camera. Are you looking at this? It's a digital camera. It's not a very good one, though.
Digicam?
Hold on. Backlog. Where's the log? Huh. Oh, here we go. Yeah, he did say it's not a very good one. A digital camera? What is it? She moves closer to take a closer look. This is one of those computer-related devices where you can save images digitally. In short, this camera doesn't need film. Huh? It doesn't need film, huh? It has a memory equivalent to film for a regular camera. You can connect the camera to the computer, and then you can edit or change the images with photo retouch software. Also called Photoshop. She says, I don't understand anything you're telling me. And then she says, anyway, you don't have to go to the store to develop film, right? How many pictures can you take with it? I guess she doesn't know much about computers. She wouldn't understand if I started talking about definitions and stuff. I can take at least 30 pictures now. With high definition, that is. I can take more than 100 with low definition. Really? Silence back and forth at the digital camera and me with a meaningful smile. Do you want me to take a picture of you? Yeah, but I'm afraid someone else will see it. I told you, I don't have to take it to the store to develop it. I see, only you will see it, right? Even a slow person like me can understand what she's trying to say. Besides, she likes to be watched. I'll take pictures that only I should see. I'm embarrassed. I can't do such a thing. She slaps me on the back. She looks happy. There we go. Click. Click, click. I'm sorry if you don't like the pictures I take. Don't worry, I know you aren't a good photographer, but I'm a good model. Ha ha ha. Click. I take pictures of her from a variety of directions and angles. Picture taking isn't allowed in the restaurant, so waitresses don't have any pictures of themselves in bunny costumes. It's good that I'm taking pictures of Sai with my digital camera. I don't have to take the film in to be developed. Why don't you try acting a bit more sexy? Okay. Stick out your boobs and put them between your arms. Okay. The more pictures I take, the more excited I get. Sai blushes because my requests are getting more and more extreme. What's wrong? I ask the squirming Sai. Her boobs are swaying. It looks erotic. Do what? She looks at me in embarrassment and expectation. Do you want me to take off this costume? I can tell she's an exhibitionist. Oh, Lord. Yeah, maybe. I can take great nude pictures with this digital camera. Hehe, okay, nobody will see those pictures, right? Nope, not if I don't show them to anyone. Sai's hips tremble in excitement and worry. What do you want to do? Well, you won't show your girlfriend's naked pictures to other guys, right? Well, I'm not sure. I'm enjoying teasing Sai. This is the only chance I get to be superior to her. You're mean. You know me. Yeah. You're so in heat that you want to take off your clothes, right? Sai trembles with excitement. I guess I don't have to take any more pictures. I stare at her and move my head a little to urge her to take off her clothes. Then, Sai exposes her breasts. There you go. You're so cute, Sai. No, don't stare at me. Contrary to her words, she sticks her chest out even more. I'm completely captured by her erotic body, her swaying boobs, and her twitching hips. Yukari, I'm embarrassed. Huh. You're so pretty. Show me your erotic parts. Sai even starts to moan. Okay. I begin to breathe heavily. Actually, my dick is already big and hard. Ugh. It even hurts because it's pressed under my tight pants. Hee hee, are you getting excited, Yukari? She looks at my crotch and ravishingly smiles at me. Gulp. I swallow my saliva. I'm not that strong against temptation. Oh, there we go. I push her down on the sofa and forcefully insert my penis. She's wet enough to receive me smoothly. Ah. Ah, I can feel you sliding in me. You're filling me up. I lift her hips up and insert my cock all the way to the base without stopping. She's so hot inside. Ah, you're so deep. I feel it. I feel you hitting my deep spot. Does it hurt? From some of my female classmates, I heard that some girls hurt the first few times around. I'm okay because I like you. It's not painful at all. I feel good. Yes. Ah! I move my hips without finishing listening to her. I pull my dick out to the tip, and then insert it in her all the way. Her inside walls stick to me when I pull my dick out. Her vagina wiggles when I sink into her. I feel like I can destroy her with my cock. I'm approaching an orgasm. Ah, no, Yukari, it's too soon. I'm not... Ah! Slurp, 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 slurp. I can't wait, Sai. Ha, Yukari, you're cute. I'm gonna regret saying this. You look like a girl, but you make me feel so good with your big cock! Watching me moan, Sai calmly smiles. Her love juices clear up on her stomach. Ha, 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 ha. I can't wait any longer. I'll come soon. What can I do to hold on a bit longer? The digital camera suddenly comes in my sight. Ha. What? What's wrong? To reach the camera, I push her down and stick my hand out. I'll take pictures of you. You mean? As the camera flashes, her vagina contracts. Contracts, not contracts. She's not signing anything. Hey, no, don't take pictures of me doing this. You said you were an exhibitionist, and a voyeur. Well, here you go. I can't believe you're taking these pictures. It looks like Sai's getting even more excited. She tightens her grip around me even harder. I start to approach an orgasm again. Slurp, 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 slurp. I can't believe this. Huh. Yukari, you're a pervert. Yeah, you too, Sai. You enjoy being watched. Oh no, it's not true. It's not true. Jiggle. Ah! I'll make you come now, Yukari. Squeeze. Ah! I'm coming too! Sai, you're so tight. She tightens up around me and desire takes over my brain. I can't even take pictures of her. I feel good too. What did you do? I asked Akina what I should do to make you come. Then she told me how to tighten my vagina. Ah! That's why it took her so long to change her clothes. I can't believe it. I feel happy and embarrassed at the same time. Sai makes an effort to make me feel good. Sai, I'm happy. I have to make an effort too. I began to move my hips furiously and she answers with a loud moan. Slurp, 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 slurp. I'm gonna collapse. I'm going to... You're too strong, Yukari. Just a little more. Jiggle. Ah, you're so big. I feel you deep inside me, Twitch. Come, Yukari, come inside me. I want you to come with me. Ah! Splash! Ah. Splash! Splash! Led by her words, I advance deep and ejaculate into her. On our way home, Sai leans on me. Sai, I can't walk. I can't walk right by myself. It's your fault. You have to help me, Yukari. I finally realized something. I'm weak after sex. Once I'm captivated with sexual desires, I try to do more than I can, like today. I guess Akina's already seen through my character. That's why she gave me so many condoms. I'm glad I left them in my locker. It's my fault. I'm glad I wore a condom. If I made you pregnant, I don't even want to imagine how you would accuse me. Eh? You don't want to take responsibility for making me pregnant? Uh-oh. Pomp. Of course I'll take responsibility. You fucking... Really? My heart is beating fast. Sai's smirking. I'll never be able to beat her. Well, yeah, you do kind of have to take responsibility. No. I'll take that back. I'll take that fucking back. Because, yeah, if you do something like that, you do have to take responsibility for having the kid. So what's going on right now? A lot of guys aren't taking responsibility when they knock these holes up. So, you know, it is what it is. The stars are pretty. She stops and looks up at the sky. Yeah, I wish I knew more about the stars. Me too, but I know that's the Milky Way. I look up at the far sky. A group of stars creates the flow and makes the dark sky bright. The Milky Way. Are you thinking about the legend of Orihime and Hikoboshi? Yeah, it's a bit too early though. I can't tell which is Orihime and which is Hikoboshi. It's like us when we were little. Eh. We could see each other only... We could see each other only on special occasions like New Year's Day and during summer vacation. It sounds kind of like the legend of Orihime and Hikaboshi. I can see Sai's face from here, but I'm happy because we're together now. Yup, I think this is good. I don't need a sad love story. I hope Sai thinks the same thing. Good morning! Good morning, you're here early today. Haha, I ran a bit. I didn't run because I was late, I just felt like it. However, I didn't control my pace. I've been getting a bit lazy these days. Why don't you use a bike instead of running? Your house isn't that far from here, so you sure have time to go get a bike at home, right? Akina's hitting my sore spot, but I just can't ignore her. But it's not far enough to ride a bike. Really? Or don't you have a bike? No, I don't have one. Amazing. What do you use when you need to go somewhere then? I usually don't go anywhere, so... Damn it, I'm digging myself a hole. You can't afford it? I have an extra one I could give you. I can't let you do that. It wouldn't be right. Sure it would. I don't use it anyway. You want to pick it up tomorrow? I think she wants to get rid of it. Her eyes shine. I can't hide my secret any longer. Akina! No, you can't give it to him. Yukari can't ride a bike. Wow. Sai, who knows best of all, sneaks up behind me. Right? Really? How amazing. And we're going to go ahead and end it here. And we'll get back with you guys, well, next week with more Do You Like Horny Bunnies? As we continue through the side path, and maybe we'll go through a few more. Just depends. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out for Do You Like Horny Bunnies? And Grim Sentai Corner.